Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap time. Another nice Giants win. It's amazing, isn't it? Just a few days ago, everybody was wondering, what happened to the Giants offense? And it hasn't taken long for the Giants offense to look like the group we've been watching for the last year plus. I did a little quick math. Last three games, I mean, this is the era of the strikeout, right? Last three games, Giants hitters have struck out a total of 10 times, and they've drawn 20 walks. Like, that's what, to me, that's almost unheard of.
Yeah.
Did they have one
the other day where they didn't strike out? Or
yesterday, the last hitter of the game for the Giants struck out.
So that
their
was
only strikeout.
Was that Jock Peterson?
Jock Peterson.
Yeah.
Only one of the game.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's good stuff.
You know, the other thing, too, about this club, you know, we talk about it. When you go into a funk, you get a bunch of soloists. But, you know, that's done with now. That rhythm that we're so used to last year, I mean, it's back. You get, you know, Ruff's off the interstate. Dubon's off the interstate. Slater is been fantastic. And the other thing, too, about this team, their situational hitting is exceptional. They lead the National League in sac flies. I mean, we just don't take that at bat for granted. We just don't, and they're so good at it. That's just discipline. So they're doing a lot of things right to explain why they're swinging the bats better, and they've snapped that five runs scored in 5-game spell. It's over.
How many times over the last few years did we say, yeah, you just got to treat the runner at third less than two outs differently than for most of the history of the game because it's the strikeout era and you just can't – it's just not that easy to get the guy in from third. And now the Giants are kind of making it look like the old days. They're hitting sac flies all over the place.
I still think it's an epidemic, but not with the Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, it's why we see people in the 10th inning with the ghost runner, they don't bunt.
Yeah.
Because they're worried you're not going to get the guy in from third. But that's not the case now. The Giants are doing a good job doing everything.
Well, I like it when the first guy hits a triple and the next guy just immediately brings him home.
Yeah.
No angst, right? Because if the first guy doesn't bring him home, he strikes out or whatever. Now you're feeling like, oh, no. They might not score him.
That's exactly what you think. And everybody in the ballpark's thinking it.
So Dubon, pretty good night for him. But, man, this Colorado lineup, they gave Rodon such a workout, and the Giants' bullpen was a little thin. What, he had to throw 30 pitches to get through that first inning? And he had a high pitch count, 48 after just two innings. But then he seemed to kind of find his groove, and all these 8, 9, 10 pitch at bats sort of disappeared there.
Yeah, so. And it's not that he was throwing pitches out of the strike zone.
No.
It was just all the foul balls, and you could see it was getting to him. Well, he was not happy.
No, he was angry.
He had a small strike zone tonight, too.
That could have been lined up a little bit.
But I just think that's such a veteran performance from Rodon, who, as John mentioned, a lot of pitches the first two innings. I thought, well, maybe if you could just give him five. And I thought after five, he was done. He had 90-plus pitches, and then all of a sudden he comes back out there in the sixth. And you know, that's the deal where the manager says, you get anybody on base, you're out. And boom, 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 1, 2, 3. He winds up throwing 110 pitches, 12 strikeouts tonight, 11 swing and miss strike threes. That's an awesome performance. They needed six innings out of him, and he found a way to give it to him.
And that kept Lucchello didn't have to work. And, that would have been
Leon, Brevia.
And he had several guys he really did not want to use. Although he'll never say that before. I mean, he won't say, I'm not going to use this guy, I'm not going to use that guy, I'm not going to use this guy. But we've seen the way he works that bullpen, and we know that those guys were not going to be in this game tonight. So I thought that was a huge inning for him to give, because it did keep – I mean, Lechel had to warm up and whatnot, but he didn't have to go out there and pitch again. So so maybe he's got some bullets he can give him tomorrow. But anyway, pretty good night for Rodon. It's always exciting to see
manly.
Him pitch.
It was a manly night.
He does have a good angry face, doesn't he?
He does.
He looks angry.
He was looking for a head to pinch. Yeah, he does have a good angry face.
I wouldn't want to mess with him. Glad he's on the Giants' side. We'll pick players when we come back. Okay, post-game wrap part two. Kipe, you get to pick first.
Mauricio Dubon, for all the obvious reasons. And he went home run center field on a night where it just didn't look like anybody was going to hit a home run, let alone center field. So Dubon, he's got a good swing going right now.
Yeah, he does.
And you know what? He's going to play.
Against lefties, he's definitely going to play.
He's going to play. So.
Good pick.
Anyway, Dubon.
Nice pick.
Dubon.
I'll take Darren Ruff. Yesterday, Mike, what'd you say? He got off the interstate. He's headed towards a whole different freeway now.
Oh, yeah. He's charging to 300 now.
He really is. It's fun to watch. He got two more hits. He drew a walk. He was running all over the place. He was making fun of himself in the dugout.
Is there 380 around here?
Exactly. He's headed in that direction.
There you go. There's
short, but sweet.
Yes. 380 is a Quentin Kopp freeway, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think it is.
It connects 101.
You've been there a few times.
I've been there about, 380,000 times.
Darren Ruff is headed in that direction.
Good pick.
He's my guy.
All right, good one. All right, well, so I'm going to go with Tyler Rogers on a night where we saw a million pitches thrown. We had a pretty small strike zone and a lot of protracted innings. He came in the eighth inning and faced three of their hottest hitters and retired them on three ground outs on 10 pitches. So Tyler Rogers is my guy.
Nice.
That's the way the game should be played. Nice going, Tyler.
Nice going on you, Tyler. Okay, well, I, you know, we've talked about Rodon, and we appreciate his effort, but I'm going to go with Austin Slater because I think it
he sees it.
Holy DC, much better.
He must have had a cup of coffee about 10 minutes
or four. Very good, DC. Had a baby.
Ooh, is he hot.
But I just like the way he started the game. I mean, he's up there, and you know, he's had good numbers against Gomper, and he gets up there and he gets a fastball middle in, whoop, hits it off the wall. I thought it was gone, but you know, I mean, triple out of bed, and he has a little stand up slide for style points, and he hits that base and looks over at Gomper and goes, "Ha, how you like me now?" And then he gets knocked in, and the tone was set. I mean, I just like that. I mean, and he had a good night. I mean, he's swinging a good. What is he up there? 280 now or something?
Yeah, something
I mean,
like
he's a force. So
280, okay. Which if you're going to the airport, you can turn off on 380.
Just don't.
Who
stay.
Knows where he'll be in a
just
month?
Don't stay on 101.
Hey, don't you have a 280 song? Come on, DC.
Slater, good pick, Mike.
All righty.
What's on deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers? Well, tomorrow, game two of the series, Alex Wood against Antonio Senzatella is the matchup tomorrow.
Yeah, he can be good.
The Rockies have a good rotation. They're not easy. They come at you.
And Connor Joe against a lefty is tough, man. I'm serious.
I know. We did our whole show on him today. So.
Hard to shake a reputation or whatever, but he's a good player.
Well, he made Rodon throw 19 pitches on a day when Rodon strikes out 12. He couldn't get a ball past Connor Joe. He's either fouling it off or lining it for a hit. And if it wasn't right where he liked it, then he took it for a ball. So pretty nice night for him, the former Giant.
Looks good. Tomorrow, Alex Wood will take him on.
I love his games.
What's on deck? Me too. Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. And the legendary Ford F-150, visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck.
DC, you're hot. Not in a good-looking sense. You're hot.
Rolling. He's going to roll those highlights. Wait till you hear this right after this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.